I'm Geraldine Love. This is the interview with Imadine Floyd for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done November the 22nd, 2011 at the Izard County Fairgrounds in Melbourne, Arkansas in Izard County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes, I am.
Okay. First, I'd like you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me.
Imadine, Imodeanfloyd, Floyd.
All right. And what city and county do you presently reside?
I live in Franklin and Izard County.
Okay. This is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. And your association with the Extension Program is a member, right?
Yes, I am.
How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
Well, the first time I ever heard of it was back whenever I was about 10 years old, and my neighbor had a club meeting, and they showed him how to kill a chicken. And they hung him up by their feet and slit their neck, throat, and let them bleed out. And I thought that was terrible. But when I started going to the club, my sister-in-law invited me to go with her. And I went to Rational Roberts down in the country. And I can't remember the agent's name, but she made biscuit mix. Back then, you didn't get self-rising flour. You made them from scratch. And so she showed us how to make the mix.
How long ago was that?
What year? That was in 53.
53.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first club that you were in?
It's Franklin.
And that's the club you're still in?
Yes, it is.
You're still a member.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is Franklin Club in
yes.
Izard County.
Yes.
And we're in the Ozark District.
Yeah.
Okay. You have told the special remembrance of that first meeting and why you joined. So why have you continued your membership?
Well, I have enjoyed it and I have learned a lot and made many, many friends.
Did you hold an office, or have you?
I have held every office they are in my club, but I've had to give them up the last few years.
Were you ever a county officer?
I think I was at one time. I think I was at one time I think I was, but I couldn't find out where. My things.
Okay. I'm sure you've belonged to many chairmanships.
Yes, I have.
And had special responsibilities.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever attended a state council meeting?
Yes, I've attended two. And my first one, I was Dottie Stewart and Miss Caldwell and Pearl Shell. And we went to Hot Springs. And we went to an auction. Jewelry auction, and me and Miss Caldwell never went anywhere. We was kind of backward and everything, but the other two, they'd been all over the world because they was veterans' wives, and we went to this here's auction, and Dottie and Miss Pearl, they bought them a diamond ring apiece. One of them was $8,000, and I don't remember how much the others was. So they had them put in the safe that night. They didn't sleep none that night. They got up the next morning and called the bank and had their checks turned out.
Oh, my goodness.
That was my first meeting.
Well, that must have been interesting.
It was.
How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Well, it has touched my life in many, many ways. I can't say any special one.
Okay. What's been your favorite event or activity that you have done in your club?
Well, as you say, demonstrations in the home. shown us how to do things. And I had three little girls, and they showed us how to take one pattern and make the whole, and make different dresses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything that stands out as your favorite event or activity? Anything that was your favorite?
Well, I guess my favorite was when my dad took us on a picnic just about a year before he died. And he took us to Blanchard Springs, mm-hmm. and we've had a picnic down below the springs.
Mm-hmm. What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers Club?
Oh, many, many.
Such as? The way we
worked in our homes. Well, everything. Everything in the club has changed since I joined.
They don't teach the same things.
No, they don't. They
did. Mm-hmm. What has Extension Homemakers taught you about people? Have you learned about people?
Well, I have learned that some of them is thinkers, and some of them is doers, and some of them is troublemakers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any memories or experiences or thoughts that you would like to share other than what you've already told us?
Well, I have made many, many friends, and I have and a lot of my dearest friends have passed away, and they were all, I had one that was very, very special to me, and her name was Faye Williams, and she was right there every time we done anything. She helped us.
How many years have you won being the oldest member in EHC at our Pioneer Day?
I don't know. They're up on my wall. My daughter put them on the wall, me being or not too.
About how many?
Well, let me see. Five or six.
I can imagine. Mm. Okay. Thank you for your contributions to Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.